slowly transformed into anger.
That's right. We need to talk. You barked that to me in a text earlier.
I stretched the truth.
While I was saying goodnight to my date.
Kane's jaw flexed.
I'm glad you at least came home.
I wanted to hurt him the way he'd hurt me.
Yes, I prefer a quick fuck and then to come home and sleep in my own bed.
He spoke between gritted teeth.
Let's go upstairs and talk, Rachel. I don't want to have this conversation in the lobby of your building.
What conversation? I get it, Kane. You're not interested. Well, your dick might be, but you're not.
He glared at me.
5 minutes. Can we please go upstairs and talk like adults?
I glared right back.
Fine.
The air crackled in the small elevator as we rode up to the third floor. I sensed Kane's eyes on me, but refused to look anywhere but forward. When the elevator dinged on level 3, it was reminiscent of a bell to start the next round of boxing. Round 9 coming up. My apartment was small, but it suddenly felt like a shoebox. I dropped my purse in the kitchen and was about to relieve my throbbing feet from their torturous high heels when I thought better of it. I needed to stand taller, as close to eye to eye as I could come with Kane. The tension grew each second as neither of us uttered a word. Finally, it was Kane who cracked under the pressure.
I didn't want you to make a mistake you'd regret because of the way we left things. But since I'm too late, maybe I should go.
You're such an asshole, I shouted.
Kane glared at me. His jaw was clenched so tight I thought it possible he might crack a tooth. Seeing him pissed off made me feel stronger, fueled me. I was like a drug addict, and each burst of his anger was my fix. I wanted more.
The world does not revolve around you. There are plenty of reasons to sleep with Davis that have nothing to do with you being an asshole. Let's see.
I counted with my fingers.
1, he's honest with himself. He doesn't make up excuses to avoid the truth. 2, he admits when he's wrong. Like tonight when he told me how much he misses me and wants me back.
Kane's nostrils were flaring, so I thought I'd help the explosion along.
3, he's good in bed. Attentive and generous. You know, now that I think about it, there's probably a relationship between being honest with yourself and your feelings and being a good fuck.
Kane stood still, though I caught his fist clenching and unclenching by his side as he maintained control. The man was so frustrating and unbreakable. Infuriated, I went toward the kitchen to get something to drink. When he didn't move out of my way, I brushed past him intentionally.
Move, asshole!
My breath caught as he grabbed my elbow from behind and spun me around.
You think honesty and being a good fuck go hand in hand? Here's one that will cement you being right in calling me an asshole. You're standing here telling me how you fucked another man, and all I can think about is how much would you hate me tomorrow if I showed you what it was like to be really fucked. Not nicely fucked. Pushed up against the wall and fucked while I suck on your skin hard enough to leave marks. So the next time you take your clothes off to get back at me, the asshole knows I've been there.
Kane used his grip on my elbow to pull me against his chest. We were eye to eye. My voice shook when I spoke.
I didn't sleep with Davis to get back at you.
Then why did you fuck him, Rachel?
This was a moment of truth. Keeping my eyes on his, I swallowed my pride and whispered, I didn't sleep with him. I just said that to piss you off. His eyes darkened to almost black. We stared at each other for a long time, letting everything sink in, and then his grip on me released. At first, I thought he was rejecting me again. Then I saw his hand at his belt buckle.
Turn around, bend over, and put your hands against the wall.
I looked at him in question, too at a loss for words to make a sound. He lifted his chin toward the wall a few feet behind me.
The wall.
His buckle unfastened, he tugged his belt, and it made a sharp whooshing sound as he pulled it through all of the loops in one smooth motion.
Hold on tight.
It felt like I was having an out-of-body experience as I turned and walked to the wall. I could see myself bending and splaying my fingers wide, as if I were floating somewhere above, watching it all unfold in slow motion. I felt the warmth of Kane's body behind me before he spoke.
This little dress.
The fabric barely covered my ass in this position, but he lifted the skirt until it was up over my bent waist, exposing my entire ass.
You wanted to taunt me with this little fucking dress, didn't you?
I didn't think he actually expected an answer. Wasn't sure I was capable of one either, but I was wrong.
Didn't you? Say it. Tell me you wanted to taunt me.
I nodded. Yes, I wore it for you. His hand connected with my ass with a loud smack. He'd slapped me. Hard.
That's for being evil when I was trying to be so good.
Oh, God. I felt a surge of wetness between my legs and gasped. He leaned over, covering my body with his, and pushed my hair to one side to kiss the back of my neck. I could feel his arousal at my ass, even through the jeans he still wore. His hot breath sent a shiver through my body.
You liked that, didn't you? I'll remember that.
Then suddenly he straightened, and cool air hit my body. His fingers slipped under my G-string, and he dragged it down my legs until he was kneeling with the material at my feet.
Spread wider.
He dipped down and came up with his mouth directly between my legs. I whimpered and hoped my knees didn't give way as he buried his entire face in my pussy. It wasn't gentle. It was desperate and rough. He sucked hard on my clit and lapped at my arousal like I was his last meal and he was starving. I felt my orgasm build faster than it had ever happened before, and I thought I might not be able to maintain my balance.
So fucking sweet.
Kane groaned.
So fucking wet for me.
He pushed two fingers inside, and my eyes rolled into the back of my head. I moaned. Kane. He pushed in and out.
So fucking tight.
Kane! My cries grew desperate. God, Kane! He answered by standing and leaning over me again. The hand that wasn't inside me pulled my face to the side, and his mouth crushed to mine. His fingers never stopping, his tongue joined in unison. It was all so fast, too much. His hard-on pushed against the hot spot his hand had left on my ass. His fingers moved inside of me. His mouth, his tongue, his smell, all of it. My orgasm hit me violently, a series of whimpers swallowed by Kane as he kept going and going until I could barely breathe. We both panted wildly, him still bent over me. Every breath tickled the goosebumps that had formed under the sheen of sweat on my skin.
You okay? He asked.
I answered with a goofy smile. Oh my God, yes. Never better. He chuckled.
You want to finish against the wall or in your bed?
Finish? I thought I already did.
No, Feisty.
He stood and scooped me into his arms.
You're just getting started.
If that was the truth, I was a little scared, because what already happened had totally kicked my ass. He must have read my mind. Kane kissed my lips as he cradled me in his arms.
Bed. We'll give your legs a rest.
I liked that choice. Leaning my head against his chest, I let him know. I can definitely use a rest.
I said your legs were getting a rest, not the rest of you.
Chapter 22.
I leaned up on my elbows, enjoying the show. Kane caught me watching and smirked.
You know, you could help me out a little and undress yourself while I'm getting undressed.
But I'm enjoying myself just fine watching you. He shook his head and continued to unbutton his shirt. His jeans were unfastened and had slipped down a bit on his narrow waist. My eyes were glued to the deeply carved V on display as he finished and tossed his shirt to the floor. You should teach with no shirt on.
I'm sure administration would like that.
They'd like the increase in enrollment from all the women who would transfer from colleges with ugly old professors.
Is that so?
Kane's lip twitched, and his hand went to the zipper of his pants. He tugged them down and stepped out. My eyes dropped to his boxer briefs, or rather to the thick bulge on full display. I knew he was watching me, but I couldn't tear my eyes away. Since I was enjoying the show so much, Kane must have decided to really give me one. His hand wrapped around his thick arousal, and he stroked up and down through his underwear.
If I'm going to teach shirtless, I might as well leave off the pants, too.
He squeezed, and when I looked up at him, our eyes met. I swallowed. I think just no shirt would be better.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
I licked my lips. Because that's mine. Kane's wicked smile said he liked that comment. He hooked two fingers into either side of his boxers and bent to step out of his underwear. His thick cock bobbed high onto his stomach.
Jesus Christ!
I thought I'd only thought it, but apparently I said it out loud. Using his teeth and one hand, Kane opened a condom I hadn't noticed he was holding onto and sheathed his length before raising one knee to climb onto the bed.
Don't worry. We'll go slow. That re-virginized pussy will be sore tomorrow, but only from multiple rounds, not from me taking you too fast. Now, let's get you out of this dress.
Kane took the hem of my dress and pulled it up over my head. With my underwear long gone, I was left in only my bra and shoes. Reaching around, he unhooked the clasp with one hand. Tomorrow I'd probably obsess over the fact that he had more experience removing a bra than I did, but right now I was only grateful he didn't waste any time fumbling. He leaned back to take me in.
You're beautiful.
He cupped one of my breasts, stroking the nipple with his calloused thumb.
These tits. They've been making me insane for weeks. I can't tell you how many times I lost track lecturing when I looked over at you and saw them poking through your shirt.
His mouth lowered to my breast, and he lashed it with his tongue before sucking my nipple deep into his hot mouth. He looked up at me as he licked and nibbled, our eyes locked while he took in exactly what caused different reactions. Kane's intense attentiveness was finally making me squirm for much more enjoyable reasons. Cool air hit my hardened nipples as his mouth moved up to my neck. He sucked on the sensitive skin below my ear while my hands explored his body. When he bit down on my earlobe, at the same time he pinched my excruciatingly hardened nipple, I dug my nails into his back.
Kane groaned. We'll get to that later. Once I've broken you in, we'll explore how rough you like it. I bet you'll like your hair pulled while you're on all fours with a red ass and my cock filling this sweet little pussy.
Kane's hand lowered, and he ran two fingers over my slick center before dipping them inside.
Soaked. You like the thought of that, don't you?
When I didn't answer, couldn't answer, Kane crooked his fingers inside me and rubbed a spot I knew could set me off. Since I was incapable of replying verbally anymore, I reached down between us and wrapped my hand around the length of him, giving a good, hard squeeze. After a few pumps, Kane shifted fully on top of me and took my mouth. His tongue flicked against my lips, instructing me to open, then slipped inside to find mine. I was completely lost in the kiss, feeling it everywhere on my body. There was a hunger to it I'd never experienced before. I had no restraint. I wanted to give him everything he was about to take and more. Kane lifted a bit, enough so he could look down at me, but our bodies were still touching. Our eyes locked as he rubbed the length of him up and down my entrance, coating himself with my wetness. Then he began to push inside. Just a few inches at first, before pulling almost all the way back out and repeating it slowly. Each thrust went a little deeper, stretched me a little wider. When he finally gripped my hips and bore down, filling me completely, my eyes fluttered closed. It felt so good to be completely overwhelmed by this man. I'd been fighting it since the day we met, and giving in was such an emotional relief.
Open your eyes, Rachel.
Kane wiped a stray hair from my face and whispered,
I didn't think you could be any more beautiful to look at. But your face with me inside of you is... I have no words.
Reaching down, he cupped a hand behind my thigh, prompting me to bend my leg at the knee and allow him to sink even deeper inside me.
Kane,
my body began to tremble.
I know.
He took his time, but the intensity just kept building. Each thrust went deeper as we began to move in unison, rocking back and forth. I felt him inside me in so many ways. I moaned through my orgasm, struggling to keep my eyes open but wanting to share how good he made me feel. When I'd started to come down, Kane sped up, driving into me faster and harder as if he were chasing my release with his own. I loved the way he said my name over and over as he climaxed inside of me. It was more therapeutic than any music had ever been for me. We held each other as Kane continued to move in and out of me for a long time after, lazy, unhurried strokes as we caught our breath and shared easy smiles. Eventually, though, he had to stop to deal with the condom. When he lifted from the bed to go into the bathroom, a chill rushed over my damp skin. I hoped it wasn't a sign that once the heat was over, things with Kane would be getting cold again. Chapter 23. Kane surprised me by returning to the bed with a warm face cloth and gently washing me up. No man had ever been so tender in aftercare with me. The way he took the cloth to my sensitive skin was so intimate and thoughtful, it made my shoulders, which had tensed when he'd gotten up, relax again.
Good.
His voice was low and soft. Yes, thank you. He disappeared back into the bathroom, and I heard the sink run for a few minutes. Then he emerged again. He was quiet as he picked up his clothes, slipping on his boxers and then jeans. Perhaps I'd relaxed a bit too prematurely. What are you doing? I tried not to sound too snarky, but didn't quite hit the mark. He was looking down, zippering, and stopped to look up at me.
Getting dressed.
I can see that, but is there a reason you're running out the door so fast? Kane's brows furrowed. I realized he hadn't even given any thought to what he was doing. He was on autopilot. This is what you do every time after you're with a woman, isn't it? His jaw flexed.
It's late.
Whatever, go. I looked away, not wanting to let him see the disappointment I knew was impossible to hide on my face. The rustle of clothing pissed me off more and more each second. 5 minutes ago, he'd been so sweet and tender, and now it was back to Professor Asshole. I couldn't help myself. I was, after all, feisty. You're really an asshole, you know that? Kane froze, buttoning his shirt.
I believe you've told me that before, so yes, I'm aware I'm really an asshole. What I'm surprised about, though, is that you don't seem to be as aware of it as I am, yet you're the one who likes to remind me of my asshole status.
The man could get me so damn angry. It was like a switch flipped inside of me and I turned into some psycho bitch I didn't recognize. Are you going to leave cash on the end table? His eyes blazed. He was silent as he glared at me. I braced, waiting for the response I saw coming.
I don't think you're a whore, Rachel. In fact, I think you're just the opposite. A nice girl. That's the problem.
What are you talking about? Kane finally looked me straight in the eyes to answer.
When things end, or better yet, when I fuck things up, I'm going to hurt you.
You don't know that. He scoffed.
Yes, I do, Rachel.
Deep down, a part of me knew he was right, but I couldn't let him see that. You're so full of yourself, you've already decided you're going to break my heart. Did you ever stop to think maybe it's me who will break your heart someday? Maybe I'm just using you for your body. Kane's brows rose. I was completely full of shit, of course, but he didn't need to know that. All he needed to do was stay. I wasn't ready for him to leave me. Not tonight. Not yet. When his eyes dropped to my breasts, I was reminded that the one thing Kane couldn't deny was his attraction to me. So I'd have to capitalize on that until I could figure out the rest. Reaching up, I cupped my breasts and gave them a good squeeze. Unbridled lust flared in Kane's eyes, and the control in the room shifted. If sex was the way I could get that right now, so be it. Moving one hand down my body as seductively as I could, I shut my eyes and reached between my legs. When I opened them and saw the way Kane was looking at me, I knew I'd won this round, even if it was only a small battle in what I guessed was going to be a long war. Is that a problem? I asked. If I use you for your body? He answered by unbuttoning the shirt he'd just put on.
Not at all.
While he was making quick work of his clothes, I knelt on the bed. He was fully aroused again, even though he'd come less than 15 minutes ago. In fact, it seemed even bigger now. If I hadn't been so turned on, I might have been a little scared of that thing. Kane was watching me, so I went for it, gave him actions to go with my bold words. Turning to face the headboard, I got up on all fours and looked back over my shoulder at him. My voice was hoarse. I believe you said something about my hair and wanting me on all fours. It was 2 in the morning by the time we'd finished rounds 2 and 3, or was it 3 and 4, since technically round 1 had started in the living room earlier. Either way, I learned something about Kane this evening. His fight to keep me out was weakened when he was physically exhausted. Considering the method for getting him physically exhausted was pretty damn spectacular, I'd say the discovery was a pleasurable one. My head nuzzled his bare chest while he stroked my hair in the dark. When he spoke, his voice was low.
How did you get that scar on your back?
Fell out of a tree when I was a kid and took some branches with me on the way down. I told the same story for so long whenever anyone noticed my jagged 3-inch scar, I almost felt like it was true.
Ouch.
It wasn't so bad. It healed fast. How about you? Do you have any scars?
No visible ones, Kane said, although the invisible scars are the hardest to heal.
I understood that sentiment more than he knew. I placed a soft kiss on his chest, right above his heart. After that, we were both quiet for a while, and I wondered if he was thinking about his scars.
Do you mind if I stay tonight?
Kane broke our silence.
I think you sucked the strength out of me. Literally, on that last round.
I giggled. When was the last time I giggled? Of course not. I want you to stay. He squeezed my shoulder in response. A few minutes passed, and I thought he might have drifted off, so I whispered, Are you sleeping?
No.
Can I ask you something, then? I wasn't looking at him, but knew he was smiling when he spoke.
Would it stop you if I said no?
Don't you miss this?
What?
This. Snuggling with a warm body and companionship. Kane was quiet for a moment.
That's not an easy question to answer, Rachel.
How come? Isn't it just yes or no?
Very few things in life are that simple.
I think you make things more difficult than they need to be. He sighed.
I spent a year on academic probation for giving in to wanting a warm body. You're my TA, and I'm your thesis advisor. I've never had a relationship that didn't end badly. There is no simple yes or no.
It hurt to be reminded that I wasn't the first dip Kane had taken in the academic pool. I was quiet, and he must have sensed that I was feeling needy. He kissed the top of my head.
I've never spent the night with anyone from the college. He paused. And before you jump to any incorrect conclusions, I'm never too tired to get up and go home, even now.
I took that as a victory, however small.
Okay.
When was the last time you— Kane interrupted, snuggling me closer in his arms.
And this warm body feels really good. Now get some sleep. You can interrogate me more while you make me breakfast in the morning.
A few minutes later, Kane's breathing slowed as he drifted off to sleep. I kissed his chest and shut my eyes to follow him to dreamland. I smiled and thought to myself, I can't wait for breakfast. My eyes fluttered open, and I immediately reached over to the other side of the bed. Instead of finding Kane, I was met with only a cold sheet. My stomach sank. Stretching for my phone on the nightstand, I squinted at the time and was shocked to find I'd slept until almost 11:30. The last time I'd slept that late, well, I couldn't remember the last time I'd slept that late. No wonder Kane was gone. Yawning, I dragged myself to the bathroom to wash up and brush my teeth. I was still completely naked. And when I looked in the mirror and saw my wild hair and the faint red marks on my neck from Kane's incessant sucking, I couldn't help but smile. God, did I have memories. And not just etched into my brain. Muscles I hadn't even realized I had ached, and between my legs was swollen and sore. Yet I felt better than I had in a long time. I actually liked the crazy way I looked, and I didn't bother to fix it. feeling some sort of odd connection to Kane through my disheveled appearance. Grabbing the first thing I reached in my drawer filled with lazyware, I slipped on a vintage Rolling Stones t-shirt and headed to the kitchen for some much-needed coffee. I halted in place upon finding Kane at my stove. His back was to me, and he didn't seem to have heard me, so I stood in the doorway watching him, half stunned at what I was seeing, and half shocked at finding he was even still here. Kane was dancing? Well, not technically dancing, I guess, but he was definitely swaying to the beat of something as he flipped pancakes in one pan and rolled the sausage around in the other. Yum. And the food smelled pretty good, too. I continued watching quietly, utterly amused at seeing Kane so disarmed.
"You want some coffee while you stand there?"
he asked without turning around. I jumped and then smiled. "I didn't think you knew I was here."
"I know."
He went to the cabinet, pulled down a mug, and poured me a cup of coffee. It seemed Kane and my kitchen had gotten acquainted while I slept.
"Do you take cream and sugar?"
"One equal and half and half." Kane finished making my coffee, and for some reason, I stayed in the doorway of the kitchen. He brought me the mug and kissed the tip of my nose before handing it to me.
"Morning, sleepyhead."
"How long have you been up?"
"About an hour."
"I didn't know you were still here. Why didn't you wake me?" Kane returned to the stove.
"Figured you were tired after last night."
I smiled and brought the coffee to my lips. "I am. I feel like I got beat up." Plating pancakes and a few sausages, he set breakfast on the table.
"Sit."
"You're really bossy, you know. Borderline rude. I'm not a dog. Sit, stand." Kane walked back to where I was still leaning against the doorway and put one hand on either side of my head on the wall.
"You didn't seem to mind it last night."
"That's different."
"No, it's not."
He dropped his head, chuckling.
"How about we have breakfast without a fight?"
"Fine, I'll sit. But only because it smells really good and not because you barked at me." He shook his head.
"Whatever it takes, Feisty."
As soon as the fork hit my mouth, I realized I was starving. I woofed an entire pancake in a few bites.
"Hungry?"
Kane raised a brow. "Shut up. So what did you do while I was sleeping?"
"Listened to music on my phone. Checked out the pictures on your wall some more."
I pointed my fork at him.
"You were snooping? Wouldn't have taken you for a snooper." "I didn't go through your drawers. I looked at pictures hung on the wall. I don't think that's the same as snooping."
"Snooper." I smiled like an idiot. We ate in silence for a while. I smiled too much, and Kane looked like he was trying to hide that he was a little terrified of my enthusiasm over breakfast. But it was so much more than I'd expected from him after how things started off last night. While I was rinsing the plates, my cell phone rang. It was plugged into the charger on the kitchen counter, and Kane and I caught the name flashing at the same time. Davis. Kane's eyes flickered up to mine. Ignoring it, I went back to finishing the dishes.
"Not going to get that."
"I'll talk to him later." While I wiped down the table, Kane went back to the living room wall with another cup of coffee. I joined him when I was done. He stood in front of a picture that had been taken just about a year ago. It was of my three roommates and me, the week before we all moved out and went our separate ways. Our couch was 6 feet long, made of 2 3-foot cushions, but the four of us were all sitting squished on one. There were a lot of smiles in that photo.
"Who's this with you and Ava?"
"That's Beth and Davis. Beth is the one with the cleavage."
"I gathered that much."
Kane sipped his coffee. After a moment, he turned and faced me.
"Why didn't you sleep with him?"
"We just had dinner. He wanted to talk."
"But he wants to sleep with you."
"He wants to give dating another try, yes." Kane sipped again, studying me over the brim of the mug.
"And what do you want?"
"You, you idiot. I want you." I knew he was skittish enough about what had happened last night, so I treaded cautiously, trying to make light of the subject. "I wouldn't mind some more of what I had last night." Kane slipped his hand under the hem of my t-shirt and discovered I had nothing on underneath. He grabbed a handful of my ass and squeezed.
"You've had nothing on under here since you got up?"
"Nope." He took the coffee I was holding out of my hands and walked to the kitchen, leaving both our mugs on the table. Returning to me, he leaned down and lifted me up and over his shoulder, fireman style. I squealed, but loved every minute of it, especially what came after. It was the middle of the afternoon before Kane made mention of leaving. I had to work at O'Leary's at 5, and we'd just taken a shower together. He dressed while I was in the bathroom doing my usual routine. Still wearing just a towel, I leaned into the bathroom mirror to rub moisturizer into my skin. Kane came up behind me and watched in silence. We exchanged smiles and looks, but for the most part, neither of us said anything. He just watched as I finished with my face moisturizer, rubbed a different one into my legs and arms, then brushed my wet hair. Eventually, he spoke.
Ever hear a song for the first time and you don't know the words, but the music is really familiar?
Sure. Like All Summer Long by Kid Rock, where he uses parts from Sweet Home Alabama and Werewolves of London?
No. An all-original song that you hear for the first time, but you know the music anyway.
I turned to face him. I guess. I mean, all songs have commonality to them. A riff, a chord, a lick, a common register or timbre. Our brain seems to index all those little things so we hear something and have that familiar feeling, yet we can't figure out where it came from. Why?
You're that song. I don't know any of the words, but the tune is so damn familiar.
I understood what he meant. I'd felt a connection from the first time we met, too. I didn't want to scare him, but whatever was between us had always felt bigger than me. Bigger than us. Teasing, I wrapped my arms around his neck. Well, my body probably reminds you of some supermodel. I'm guessing the one that football player is married to. Kane smiled.
You mean Tom Brady?
That's the one. My body? Dead ringer for his wife. And my heart, probably a little Mother Teresa.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. He leaned down and placed a soft kiss on my lips.
That must be it. I gotta run, Mother Teresa, and you need to get to work. I'll see you tomorrow in class. I'll be the one at the front of the room, ignoring you and trying not to stare at your rack.
Okay. I pushed up on my tippy toes and kissed him this time. And I'll be the one you'll know has no panties on.
Chapter 24. 15 years ago. She didn't show up last week. It should have made me happy that after 8 weeks of sneaking off to church, I finally had my Saturday back. But it didn't. It made me anxious, and the goddamned week dragged. I looked up at the cross above the church and grumbled to myself before going inside. Sorry about the goddamned big guy. The church was empty as usual, and I had a song to learn, so I went to my regular spot to take a load off rather than stalking outside. Liam had been on one of his drunk songwriting binges again. But after the last fiasco, where he could only remember half of a kick-ass song, we'd all chipped in and bought him a portable digital recorder. The thing was smaller than a phone and could record 20 hours of music with the press of a button. It worked great. When he showed up hungover at practice this morning after his typical Friday night drinking and songwriting session, he couldn't remember shit. But all we had to do was upload. We were grateful Liam had remembered to turn the damn thing on. Only, unfortunately for us, and for him, he didn't remember to turn it off all night. We were definitely going to find a way to sample some of his midnight jerking-off grunts on a track in the future. I sat in the dark confessional for almost a half hour with my earbuds in. Even though she hadn't shown, at least I'd learned the lyrics Liam had come up with. When I was done, I sank down into the red velvety plush seat, closed my eyes and put on some Bob Dylan. The sound of blowing in the wind blocked out everything else around me, including the sound of the door creaking open on the other side. I wasn't sure how long she'd been there when I finally opened my eyes and noticed her. Pulling a bud from my ear, I slipped from priest mode and let my 16-year-old self show. Hey, I didn't think you were going to come. The music blared from my dangling earbud. What are you listening to? She asked. I couldn't very well tell her I'd been listening to Dylan. That wasn't very priestly. Some new hymns. It sounds like Bob Dylan. I grinned. The kid knew Dylan. No wonder I liked her so much. I lowered my voice. Shh. Let's not let the other priests in on our little secret. I couldn't see her, but I knew she was smiling. Okay. Speaking of secrets, what do you have for me today? Have you been a good little lamb?
My sister came back home.
To get you?
No, she got in trouble, and the police brought her home.
Good. The police needed to be at that house. What happened?
She was staying at her friend's father's hunting cabin up north. She drank all his liquor one night and wandered out to find a store and got lost. The police brought her home after she threw up all over the back of their car.
Did they talk to your parents?
They talked to Benny. I listened through my bedroom door. He lied to the police, told them she drinks all the time and runs away with boys. That she'd been that way for a while.
Shit. They didn't ask any other questions?
Not really. There were two of them, and one knew Benny from the garage.
The garage?
Where Benny works.
Benny fixes cars? He's a mechanic?
Yes.
How is your sister now?
She's sad.
Why didn't you come last week?
I couldn't leave my sister alone. Benny was really mad at her after the police brought her home. He was drinking and yelling a lot for days.
Did he hurt her?
I think so.
This wasn't a game anymore. You need to tell me, did he or didn't he? She was quiet for a long time. I decided that if she took off, either I was following her home or the two of us were going to finally meet face to face. The fact that I'd violated this poor little girl's trust didn't even matter. She could hate me and run away from the church for all I cared, so long as she was safe. I pushed with a stern tone. Talk to me. Did he or didn't he hurt your sister?
She won't tell me. But I saw him come out of her room in the morning, and she told me I had to lock my door at night, that he'd promised he wouldn't bother me if she was nice to him from now on.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! We need to go to the police. I'll go with you.
I need to go home now.
I could see through the lattice that she had stood. Wait! I yelled. She stilled. Why did you come today if you don't want my help?
Because it feels safe here with you.
You trust me?
Yes.
Then I need you to do something for me.
Okay.
Get your sister and come back here.
I can't. Benny's going to be home soon.
Then tomorrow. It's Sunday. What do you usually do on Sunday?
Benny usually goes to work in the morning. My sister and I play music. We're not allowed to play it when he's home.
When he leaves for work, come here. I want to speak to you and your sister, together. She was quiet for a while. When she finally did speak, her voice wasn't convincing.
Okay.
You'll come and bring your sister?
I'll try.
I waited until I heard the door to the confessional and the door to the church open and close. It would probably take a few minutes to unlock her bike, and I knew the direction she came from. The last thing I wanted to do was scare her when I followed her home. But if she didn't show tomorrow, I needed to know where I was going.
Chapter 25. Mind-blowing sex had after effects. It was not even 9 o'clock, barely halfway through my shift, and I was dragging my ass. Even that thought, though, made me smile to myself. I'm dragging my ass. The ass that Kane had his hands all over last night, and this morning. Ava caught me daydreaming. Oh my God, you had sex with Davis. What are you talking about? She tossed her tray on the bar next to some random guy who was immediately interested in our conversation. I can see it in your face. You're normally all... She waved at her face while she scrunched it up to look like she might be in pain. Uptight looking. Now you're not. She slapped the back of her hand against the guy drinking his beer and asked his opinion. Am I right? She definitely got laid. The guy examined my face carefully. Please ignore her. I walked down to the other end of the bar where no patrons were sitting. Ava followed and took a seat on an empty bar stool. Getting back to work, I wiped down the counter, attempting to ignore her, but she just kept staring at me with a goofy smile. Sighing, I stopped. What? You're really not going to tell me anything? It's not what you think. So something did happen with Davis. Spill it.
Davis and I went to dinner last night.
I knew something happened. You have that look on your face like you're in love or lust.
I hoped it was the latter that gave me butterflies in my stomach every time I thought of Kane West, because I was certain the former was not a good idea. Ava took my starry-eyed, glazed-over face to mean the latter.
Sex looks good on you.
Luckily, a couple walked in and wanted to be seated, providing a temporary reprieve from Ava's grilling. Even though she had a big mouth, I knew she'd never tell any of my secrets. That wasn't what kept me from telling her the truth. As silly as it sounded, I just wanted to keep what had happened between Kane and me to myself. I wasn't ready to overanalyze what was going on. I chose to remain in my own private, ignorant bliss for as long as I could. That wouldn't be very long, though. Around 9 o'clock, I was shaking up a Cosmo in a silver shaker, not paying attention, when Ava's voice surprised me. She spoke in that sing-songy way that most girls grow out of around the time they ditch their training bras.
Hi, she lilted. I wonder what brings you here tonight.
I looked up to find Davis at the end of the bar, shrugging out of his jacket. Guilt smacked me in the face. Damn it. Why hadn't I responded to his texts this afternoon? He waved, and I motioned that I'd be a few minutes. There was nothing keeping me from walking down there, so I had to create some reasons. I filled a customer's beer and chatted with him for as long as I could, then offered to close out a tab for a guy who wasn't nearly ready to leave. That was the extent of my customers, so I was almost out of stalls when I saw Ava coming toward the bar. Hopefully, she had a drink order.
Go take a break. I'll cover for you, she winked.
And I don't have any reason to come into the stockroom at all, if you happen to want some privacy. Guilt fueled my panic. As I glanced down the bar, Davis smiled, none the wiser that my armpits were damp and I felt slightly nauseous.
Actually, can you help me with something in the kitchen?
Ava's brows furrowed.
Sure.
I'll meet you back there in a minute. Let me just get Davis a drink.
Okay. But you're acting strange.
Just go.
Fine.
I took a deep breath and walked down to the end of the bar. Forcing a smile, I said,
Hey, this is a surprise. I didn't know you were coming.
A good surprise, I hope.
Of course. I just need to take care of something in the back. What can I get you to drink? You want the usual?
That sounds good. Thanks.
Somehow I managed to mix Davis's Tanqueray and tonic without spilling it and serve it with a smile.
Be back in a bit.
Ava was waiting in the kitchen.
What's going on? You looked like you were on cloud 9 10 minutes ago, and now you're miserable since Davis showed up? I take it you weren't expecting him.
I paced back and forth. No, I wasn't.
What's bothering you? Did you not have a great time last night?
No, I did.
Okay.
I rubbed my forehead. Davis and I went to dinner. We had a nice time, but I was confused, so I called it an early night and went home.
That's it? I could have sworn I was looking at post-coital haze before.
You were.
What am I missing?
I stopped my pacing and looked at my friend. I slept with Kane after dinner last night.
What? Kane? As in Professor West?
I nodded.
I'm confused. I thought you had dinner with Davis.
I did. And then I went home. Earlier in the day, Kane and I had an argument at school, sort of. When I got home from my date with Davis, Kane was waiting for me. He wanted to talk. We had another argument, and
Ava grinned. Pissed off sex is the best. Fuck me like you hate me.
What am I going to say to Davis now?
He doesn't know anything happened other than you went home and went to bed after dinner, right?
I guess.
So just pretend it didn't happen.
Obviously, she'd never had sex with Kane. Pretending it didn't happen was like trying to eat only one Pringle out of a full can.
I'm a terrible liar.
So don't lie. If he tries to talk about anything between the two of you, just say you're at work and would rather not talk here. Postpone having the conversation until you're ready. And even then, if you only want to be friends with Davis, you don't need to tell him anything else.
I took a deep breath. You're right. I'm acting like an idiot. I feel guilty, and that's what this is all about.
You have nothing to feel guilty about. You're a grown woman who's single. Did you make any commitment to Davis during dinner?
No. I told him I needed to think about things.
So, she put her hands on my shoulders to calm me. You're fine. You didn't do anything wrong. Take a minute or two, and then go back out there and act like a woman who didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. You good?
I think so.
Ava went back out to the bar while I took a minute more to compose myself. She was absolutely right. I had nothing to feel guilty over, and Davis had no idea what had happened last night. I can do this. Keeping Kane out of my mind for a little while wasn't so tough. I took a deep breath and swung open the door, feeling much calmer. Until I looked over where Davis was sitting and saw a man sitting next to him. That man was Kane. Ava saw me standing frozen in the doorway and walked over. Her eyes were wide.
Did you know either of them was coming?
Nope. Guess both decided to surprise me. Fuck. What the hell am I going to do?
Okay, let's think about this. You still haven't done anything wrong, although clearly you're going to act like a weirdo when you go over there.
Clearly.
Does Davis know who Kane is?
I shook my head.
No, I don't think so.
How about Kane?
He knows who Davis is from the picture on the wall in my apartment. I'm assuming he'll recognize him if he hasn't already.
Okay, I have a plan.
Thank God.
You're going to have to go over there and act like nothing's wrong.
That's your plan? What kind of a plan is that?
The only one you have.
Go back behind the bar and say hello, and then I'll stick close if I need to intervene.
My eyes flicked over to where the two men sat at the same moment Kane looked over at me. His face was unreadable. My stomach felt sick. I wanted to go behind the bar, grab a bottle of anything, chug it, and retreat out the back door. Ava smirked, knowing what I was thinking.
We can have a drink when it's over. Just rip the band-aid off and go over there. It might not be so bad.
She handed me a ticket with a drink order.
Table 3 wants some frou-frou drink. It will keep you busy back there for a few minutes anyway.
Swearing under my breath, I took the ticket.
Stay close.
Ava smiled.
I will. I can't wait to watch the show.
I wagged my finger at her.
This is all your fault, you know.
My fault?
If you knew blue from brown, I wouldn't have told off the wrong guy that night. Kane and I might not have gotten off to the rocky start we did, and we might have kept things professional.
Ava hooked her arm with mine.
You're welcome, then. Let's go.
Behind the bar, I busied myself making Ava's drink order at the opposite end from where Davis and Kane were sitting. I avoided looking over as long as I could, but eventually curiosity won out, and I found both of them watching me mix the drink. I waved nervously and shook the drink in the shaker for way too long. Then I wiped down the counter and asked the only other two patrons if I could get them anything else. With nothing left to do and four eyes on me, I had no choice but to face the inevitable. I took a deep breath and headed to the other end of the bar. Since I'd already said hello to Davis, I looked to Kane first.
Hey, I didn't know you were stopping in.
He glanced sidelong at Davis and then stared me down.
Yes, apparently I should have called ahead for a reservation.
Shit. Davis, oblivious to Kane's identity and the meaning of his comment, laughed.
Yeah, this place is an old man's bar. It's empty at night. I only come for the pretty bartender.
The muscle in Kane's jaw flexed. I pointed to Davis's empty glass.
Would you like another?
Sure.
He pointed to Kane.
And I'll buy my friend here one, too.
Kane stared at me.
No, thanks. On second thought, I'm going to call it a night.
He stood abruptly, and the legs of the stool screeched on the floor as he pushed it back out of his way.
Get home safe, Rachel.
And just like that, Kane was gone.
What's up with that guy? I take it he's a regular?
I took Davis's glass from the bar.
He stops in once in a while. Let me get you that refill.
Ava met me at the other end of the bar.
What the hell happened? Nothing. Kane left. Because of something Davis said? No, he just left. So he just left you to spend the evening with a guy he knows you had a relationship with once, and who wants to try it a second time? I knew she didn't intend for it to be hurtful, but she was right, and the truth stung. That was exactly what had transpired. Kane had bowed out. He wasn't in it for a fight. He wasn't in it for anything other than what we'd had. Sex. Anything else I'd built up in my head was just wishful thinking. Chapter 26. I had no right to be angry. Although not having a right to feel a certain way and actually controlling how I felt were two different things, I tried in earnest to disguise my bitterness after class the next day. As usual, I'd waited for the room to empty before going down to speak to Kane. I'd held an extra help session before class, and he liked to keep the sign-in sheet to see who was making an effort. I handed it to him.
You were late.
No, I wasn't. I got here right on time.
I was referring to the extra help session.
The session hadn't even been held in a building Kane taught in, and I was barely late. I was literally 2 minutes late, and you're checking up on me? He stared at me.
I don't like lateness. Maybe you should plan to start the sessions later if you have to work late or whatever.
It was the or whatever that let me see past the blank mask he wore. I squinted.
Were you looking for me this morning for a reason or just checking up on me? Just be on time, Rachel.
Answer my question. Kane had turned away from me as he packed up his bag, but he stopped to look at me. His eyes were dark.
Not here. I can tell this conversation is not going to be one I should have in my classroom.
Fine. Then where would you like to have it? He lifted his bag off his desk.
I prefer not to at all.
I folded my arms across my chest and raised my voice. So you're done with me then? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because I prefer direct. If we're done fucking, you can just say so. We had a mini stare-off, and I knew I was pushing his tolerance to the max. I also didn't give a flying shit.
7 o'clock, he said. I'll come by your place after my last class.
I work day shift until 8 tonight. I'll come to your place after. I had no idea what had possessed me to say that. Why would I want to drive from Manhattan back to Brooklyn upset in the middle of the night? But my emotions felt so uncontrollable, I'd grasped for anything to have some semblance of control.
Fine, but I'll pick you up. I don't want you driving at night tired.
Surprisingly, the rest of the day flew by. O'Leary's was busy, and working with Charlie rather than Ava meant I didn't have to talk about my life all day long. A little before 7, I was in the rear of the adjoining dining room, talking to a couple who were regulars, when my attention was diverted. I spotted Kane walking in. My heart started to race. I was fooling myself, trying to pretend I wasn't going to be hurt, when he reminded me what we'd had was purely sex. All the logic in the world couldn't stop my heart from falling. After I checked in on my tables and let the last straggling customers know they'd need to settle up at the bar, I went over to Kane. Charlie was standing nearby. You remember Kane, Charlie, right? Charlie extended his hand.
The professor. West, right?
Kane shook.
That's right. Got a middle name?
Kane's brows furrowed, but he answered anyway.
I do. Maxwell. My father's name. Why?
Charlie eyed me.
No reason. Just like to know who my girl is spending time with.
I rolled my eyes. Ignore Charlie. He was a cop for 20 years. Everyone's a suspect until they're proven innocent. I'm going to go change. I'll be right back. The car ride to Kane's was quiet and awkward. Since the way he handled the stick shift stirred me in places I didn't want to be stirred, I spent most of the time looking out the window. When we arrived at Kane's building, he came around to open my door, but I was already halfway out. He frowned and took my elbow to help steady me as I lifted from the tiny, low car. More silence ensued on the elevator up to his apartment. It wasn't until we were inside that either of us spoke.
Can I get you something to drink?
I'll take a water. I kneeled to greet Murphy, who seemed to sense the tension between us and actually listened when Kane snapped at him.
Down, boy.
Kane brought me a bottle of water, and himself a glass of red wine. Again, I was staring out the window. I'd had the entire day to think about what I was going to say, but since the time had come, all my pent-up anger and frustration had disappeared. I was just sad, and felt defeated and tired. I sighed and continued to stare off into the city lights. I didn't invite Davis to come to O'Leary's. We didn't have plans or anything.
I know.
My eyes moved to Kane in the reflection. He stood behind me.
How do you know? Because you wouldn't do that. You're not the type of woman who hops out of bed with one man in the morning and goes out with another.
I turned to face him. He didn't back up or give me any room.
So why did you leave, if you knew that?
He looked me straight in the eyes.
Because you're better off with him than me.
My slumped shoulders squared.
You have no say in who I'm with. You can't just pass me off to someone else when you're done. That's not what I'm saying, Rachel.
You know what? Screw you.
Rachel.
His tone was a warning, but I was the one who should have been warning him. Because suddenly, I was infuriated. My frustration had morphed into anger. It pissed me the hell off that he was standing there so calm. It wasn't fair that he wasn't upset. I needed him to be hurt like I was.
Don't Rachel me. You're right. I am better off with Davis. At least he's honest with me about how he feels. And he was pretty good in bed, too.
Kane's jaw clenched.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. I'm just getting started. I think I'll fuck Beanie Boy, too. Maybe he can draw some better nudes after seeing the real thing up close and personal. His voice was tight.
Now are you done? Because if you'd shut the fuck up for a minute, I'd like to get a word in edgewise.
My eyes widened.
Did you just tell me to shut the fuck up?
Kane's head lowered so we were eye to eye. He spoke through gritted teeth.
I don't want to hear about you fucking other men. So yes, shut the fuck up for a minute already.
I will not. I can— Kane cut me off with a growl, and then, his mouth crushed to mine. My gasp of shock was swallowed up by his kiss. His hands came up to cup my cheeks, and he growled again as he tilted my head to where he wanted it, deepening the kiss. My gut reaction was to fight, push away from his grip, and run in the opposite direction. But that thought fled the second his tongue scooped inside and found mine. Instead, I kissed him back with all the pent-up anger inside me. My arms wrapped around his neck, and I tugged at his hair as I clung to him. Kane gripped my thighs, lifting me off the ground as he backed me against the cold,